Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, to share with others as you clearly said. Forgive us, Lord, as we forgive. Teach us, dear Lord, to let go is to live. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever and ever. Amen. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name.
All right. Yes, that was called a new version. Okay, yeah, I can go with that. You know what? I liked it. It just was simple, straightforward, guitar. It was just a sweet new version. They didn't rock it up. They didn't add 2 million voices. I liked it. It was really nice. You could actually sit there and listen to the song. It was great. Okay, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this Sunday. Well, here it's afternoon. In the UK, it's nighttime. It's not morning, I don't think, anywhere that they're listening at this point in time. But, hey, welcome, 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 welcome. We have a lot of great gospel music today, and it's Sunday, so it is a gospel show. This is the one gospel show of the week. We do rock and roll on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I don't know, once in a while, something from the 2000s will even sneak in there. I don't know how, but it happens. Yeah, you know, good music is good music, right? Okay, so come by for those shows as well, but I'm awfully glad you're here for this one. This is the Lord's show for the day, and gospel music is meant to touch you in a deep, deep place and let you know what the Lord offers you and how good it can feel. And each of you have to make your own choice, your own decision. I can't do that for you, or else you'd just all be God's children and no problem, and it would be easy and everything would be resolved and just fine. Well, truth of the matter is, it's not easy, but it'll be worth it. You know, it'll be worth it. So, hey, let's get down to some of the songs that he sent us. This is Dolly Parton, God's Coloring Book.
Today, as I was walking in the fields just down the way, I sat down on a fallen log to pass the time away. And as I looked around me, the more that I did look, the more I realized that I was viewing God's coloring book. I saw drop of dew, a soft white floating cloud sailing across the sky blue, a yellow dandelion, a pretty evergreen, and some red and orange flowers growing wild along the stream. And the more I look around me, and the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am the and the multicolored rainbow stretched out across the sky, and the purple haze at sunset just before the night. And the more I look around me, and the more that I do look, the more I realize that I am viewing God's color in blue. Then I turn my face toward the sky and say a silent prayer. And though God doesn't speak to me, I see Him everywhere. He is all around me, He's everywhere I look, and each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book. Each new day is but a new page in God's coloring book.
That one is so nice. It gives you a different view of it, doesn't it? Who would have thought of God having a coloring book? I love it. That's fantastic. I mean, you know, how many colors of green does He make? How many colors of blue? How many colors of gray are on the animals, the different animals and browns? I mean, we got red Georgia clay here, and that is no joke. Even when it's not clay, it's probably red. But the green grass grows out of it. All of the plants grow out of it. The wild grapevines that you can find grow out of it. All the trees grow out of it. Just because it's clay doesn't mean it's bad. It just has to be the right plants. We'll see how my tomatoes and squash does. I'll let you know. Okay, anyway, I want to play this song just because it struck me smack dab, whap it between the eyes. And this is Where No One Stands Alone. Me doing a cover.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low in the darkness as black as could be. And my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the
Everyone, it just came to me that I should play that. So I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope you got something out of it. I love doing it. So the song counts for a lot. Okay. And here's another one that I got yesterday. We did all the songs and stuff yesterday instead of today. So it made today a whole lot easier and I could do other things. So that was great. I can enjoy it now. Yes. So here is Thank You, Lord, for Loving Me. When I first heard that yesterday, I thought, that's something that we should all think about and do every day. Every day that we wake up in the morning. Because that's our first blessing of the day, is to wake up. I mean, it could be different. We could not wake up, and who knows where we would be at that point. But, yeah, thank the Lord for loving you every day, because he starts you out first thing. When you open your eyes, he starts you out with a blessing. Did you ever think about that? And every step you take that day is a blessing. Every time you go down all those 8 steps out in front of your house and don't fall, that's a blessing. Every time you take a step on those slick-soled shoes and don't fall, and then you have sense enough to throw them away, that's a blessing. Everything in your life, think about it. In one way or another, everything in your life is a blessing. Each person you get to talk to during the day is a blessing. The people in your life that you like or you love, and you get to talk to them during the day, whether it's over the internet, on Messenger, over the phone, or in person, they're a blessing to you in your life. And I like that thought. I have some pretty good blessings. I really do. Some are newer than others, but they're all blessings. And I love it. I love it. And stop and think, with each person you speak with, each friendship you start, you've got the excitement of seeing what it develops into. How good is that friendship going to be? How great? How big? What is it going to morph into? All that's in the future, and we don't know any of it. But it's exciting. It's exciting. And it is a blessing. Each person given to us in our lives is a blessing. So each one of you that's listening to me, that is my friend, whether I've just met you, whether I've known you for a long time, whether I've known you intermediate time and how close you are now, you're a blessing to me. And that's how I think of you. You're a blessing to me. And I thank God for you. So remember that, because I think of you that way. Each and every time I think of you. And we always need to think of our blessings. We should anyway. Okay, I'm trying to figure this silly thing out again. There we go. Okay. You got to type it exact or the computer doesn't like you. Doesn't like me a lot. So I found what I was looking for. Here's another one that I was sent yesterday for the show today. This is Vicki Ann doing What Am I Living For?
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Jesus, nobody else will do. What am I longing for each lonely night? Presence, Lord, please don't return. You are the only love my whole life through. Jesus, nobody else will do. I need you close to me, that's all I know. I need you all the time. Cause Jesus, I love you so.
For you. Exactly. Think about it. Why the heck are we here? What are we supposed to be doing? Oh, but think of the gift that we've been given and the opportunity we have. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Jesus' willingness to get nailed on that. Well, everybody calls it a cross. It wasn't really a cross. But he did get nailed to it. And that's the most horrible thing they could think of. So that's how they did it. But think of his willingness to do that. It was all for us. So that we could be forgiven our sins. To have the opportunity to ask for that forgiveness. And to be able to hope for eternal life in paradise. Would you choose to die like that? Would you willingly walk up to that and let them lay you down there on that timber and nail you to it? Knowing that that's how you were going to die? Keep in mind, now when people were condemned to that kind of a death, it normally took 3 to 5 days for them to die. Can you imagine hanging there for that long in that great pain? And the way they died was the pressure pulling on their arms suffocated them. Crushed their rib cage in so they could no longer breathe and their heart could no longer beat. That's how they died. That would be horrible. Totally horrible. But Jesus didn't have to go through that. He willingly gave up his ghost. I believe, if I remember correctly, it took 3 hours. And the sky went dark. And the curtain in the temple rent in two. It was a very cataclysmic event. Remember that. He did it for all of us. He didn't have to do it for himself. He did it for all of us. Would you have been willing to do that? That's quite a question. Quite a question. And he had no fear. He didn't want to do it. He asked not to have to, but he did it. And he had no fear of it. Because he knew what it meant. He knew he was going to be with his Father. Think on it. Would we have been willing to do that, even for the people we actually know and love? That's quite a question, isn't it? Think on that. There was someone that did that for you, each one of us. Quite daunting. Quite daunting. All right, I'm going to play an Elvis song just because I kind of feel like I need that. I just need that. Okay, this is take 3 and 4 of Milky White Way.
Yes, no.
Then I'll keep.
Yes.
Now to WW0373, take 4.
Go.
Rolling.
Yes, I'm gonna walk all that Milky White way, oh Lord.
start.
Hail to WW0373-65.
That's a good tempo.
Hold it, my fault. One more.
Yes, I'm gonna walk all that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days. Well, I'm gonna walk that milky white way. Some of these days. Well, 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 I'm gonna walk up and take my stand. I'm gonna join that Christian band. That's when we walk on that milky white way. Oh Lord, some of these days I'm gonna tell my mother howdy, howdy, howdy. When I get home, yes, I'm gonna tell my mother howdy. When I get home, well, 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 I'm gonna shake my mother's hand. I will shake her hands that day. That's when we walk all that milky white way. The Son.
Sometimes you just need to hear Elvis. I needed that. And that was a good song, too. I love that. Milky White Way. Yep, that's God's way. Okay, JD and the Stamps. Sometimes you just got to hear them, too. Oh, yeah. This is one that you sent me yesterday for today. This is When God's Chariot Comes. Now, guys, enjoy this one because it's wonderful.
God's own chariot a-coming in the morning.
Oh, that wonderful day.
Grand old chariot to come without a warning.
Take his people away.
I'll be standing there at the station waiting.
For I'm going home. I'll roll away when God's chariot comes.
I'll roll away,
roll away,
when God's chariot comes.
When it comes some happy day,
hallelujah,
I'm going home.
Going home, leaving this world of sin and sorrow.
Riding in the chariot, glory, hallelujah,
I'll roll away, when God's chariot comes.
Oh, where will you stand when the day is dawning? Brother, will you be found among the mourning
and be driven away?
There'll be crying then for the rocks and mountains.
What will be your doom? I'll roll away when God's chariot comes.
I'm gonna roll away,
roll away,
when the God's chariot comes.
When it comes some happy day,
hallelujah,
I'm going home.
Going home, leaving this world of sin and sorrow.
Hallelujah,
I'm going home.
Going all home, leaving this world of sin
I gotta love it. It's fantastic. All right. Now, y'all know about Naomi Judd and what happened to her and how sorry we've all felt because of that, because she was a Christian. She really was. But somehow she got to that place where it wasn't enough to pull her back. And nobody really knew that she was at that place yet. And that's the sad part about it. But you know what? Then you get songs like this that I'm sure, you know, it wasn't done, you know, right now since her death. But I like this. I like this. This is Larry Strickland, her husband. And I'm sure he has thought this many days, many days. Lord, I hope this day is good.
I'm feeling empty and misunderstood. I should be thankful, Lord, I know I should. But Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm but Lord, I hope you understand. I don't need fortune and I don't need fame. Send down the thunder, Lord, send down the rain. But when you're planning just how it should be, plan a good day for me.
Larry Strickland was one of Elvis's backup singers for a while, too. So, the boy gets around. What can I tell you? But at this point, I hope for each one of that family that they are finding a way to deal with their life without Naomi. And they will find that it's still good and the memories of her still make them smile. That's what I hope for them. And I know that they still have love for one another, and I pray that that lasts throughout their lives to help them through any rough spots, which this really, really is. Okay. Next. Ding, next up. Okay. I've got that. I love that one, but I'm going to save it for later. I'm just going to save it for later. And you guys are just going to have to handle that, because I'm not going to tell you what it is. Neener, neener, neener. And you'll live. You'll live. I hope. No, you will. You will. Honest. Cross my heart. I'm not going to die, but you will make it through. Okay, this is Jeremy Fonico, and she is going to do, this was sent to me yesterday as well, and she is going to do God Will Make a Way. Does too. If you trust and you give it time, God will make a way. No matter what it's for, God will make a way. Been proven more than once. And still keeps on going. keeps on being proven. You can't miss out as long as you're paying attention to God. Okay? Hey, I'm going to play another Elvis song. And this is one that he didn't really like. I don't know if his attitude to this song is changed or not. Found out that a chapel is not necessarily Catholic. It's just any small place of worship. Doesn't have to even have a denomination attached to it. It's just a little place that you can worship God. That's a chapel. And by now you've guessed what the song is that I'm going to play. And I hope that the attitude is good towards crying in the chapel.
Watch out. All right.
Songs that I have always loved because it asks a very important question, and you really, really should ask yourself this question. The answer will surprise you. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Where could I go but to the comfort I get from God's own word. Yeah, when I face that chilling hand of death, won't you tell me
inane, but the beat of it, the way the music rolls, and then he sings and they snap their, I love that song. It just makes me feel good, you know, it makes me feel good. Here, okay, remember when you sent this to me, I asked you if this Kim Hopper was part of the Hoppers. Well, I looked her up, honey. She was. But before that, she spent some years singing with her brothers. Their name I forgot to write down. I don't remember what it was. But she sang with her brothers for like 10 years or something. And then she met, I think his name was Dean Hopper. And after a very short time, she started singing with the Hoppers. Gee, I wonder why. But anyway, yes. So she is part of the Hoppers, okay? But here she is doing a solo called Sheltered in the Arms of God.
Beside cause it's the last mile you must crawl, and I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven.
Think about it. What better place is there to be, right? I mean, yes, we want to be sheltered in the presence of people we love. But aren't they always sheltered in the arms of God? Yeah. And that thought just makes me smile. I love it. It's fantastic. Here's one. Yeah. That we do. This is what we're doing. Today, Sing the Wondrous Love of Jesus by David and Noel Music. Figure that out.
Victory.
you will all remember that from when you grew up in church. If you grew up in a church, you sang that song. That's just how it was. It was everywhere. I went to quite a few churches because I would go with a girlfriend, or we changed church because we always sang this song. It was always there. So it's kind of like your favorite comfort food, except it's a song. You just, when you sang that, you felt at home. And sometimes they had this great big old huge organ doing their thing. The Episcopal Church did this. I mean, oh my Lord, that organ was huge. But Dr. Einike knew how to play it, so it was okay. Yeah, I went to that church so I could be in the choir and sing. It worked for a couple years. That was cool. I liked that. And then we moved, but that's all right. The song was everywhere, and it just makes me smile whenever I hear it, because it's a good memory. It's a good memory. Okay. Now, last week I played a song by Roger Tibbs. Do y'all remember that? Probably not. That's okay. Because all it's leading up to is I'm playing another song by Roger Tibbs. He sent me this one. It's called The Place Where I Worship. And my kind of country.
Oh, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord, where the trees of the forest are like pipes of an organ, and the breeze plays an amen chord, where the stars are like candles that light up the mountains. Mountains are the altars of God. Yes, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. There's a carpet of green on the sky blue roof above. I am always welcome there with the one I love. If you follow the good book, you're sure to find your reward. Yes, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. There's a carpet of green on the sky blue roof above. I am always welcome there with the one I love. In your heart, take a good look. If you follow the good book, then you're sure to find your reward. Yes, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces built by the hand of the Lord. Built by the hand of the Lord.
Oh, yeah. I think Roger Tibbs is a name to remember. You know, look up one or two of his albums and we probably have a whole lot of good gospel music. Yeah, I think he should become a regular. Yeah. a regular guest on my Sunday gospel show. There you go. What is with that? Anyway, yes, I think playing some Roger Tibbs regularly is a good, maybe not every week, but at least a couple times a month. I think that'd be a great idea, like playing Sister Rosetta, you know, which we will do later. But right now, I'm going to play the Oak Ridge Boys. And they did this live at hello. You know, it would help if I would learn to write so that I could read it. It really would be a good idea. But anyway, this was at the Gazer Studios in Studio C. I can't read what I put before that, but that's okay. It's all right. They did this live and recorded while they were singing it, of course, but it's like they're on this little platform. It's just a short one. It's not a big old stage. And it's in Alexandria, North Carolina. And this is the Oak Ridge Boys. Sweet By and By. But it was a good one anyway, so that's good. That's okay. Now, did you ever expect gospel music from the Carpenters? Honey, they were back in my time frame in the 60s and 70s, and I never expected gospel music from them. But you know what? Yeah, I sang one of Karen Carpenter's songs as a solo in high school. But why do birds suddenly appear? You know that one. Anyway, I never thought of the Carpenters as singing gospel, but he did. So here is He Came Here for Me by the Carpenters. Thank you.
He came here for me. Born of a virgin, He came here for me. God's only Son, come to set the world free. Born of God's love, and He came here for me. Savior of the world, I praise Thee, Jesus. Lamb of God, I pray to Thee, hear me. As I praise Thy birth, bend down Thine ear and hear my prayer. Over a stable a star shone so bright, guiding three wise men who rode through the night. He was called Baby Jesus.
Yeah, I love her voice. She had that beautiful alto, and it was so pure, you know? Her and Anne Murray, I think those two had the purest altos that I have heard, and I love to just sit and listen to Karen Carpenter sing. She was totally beautiful. As we found out, she wasn't perfect. You know, she did not commit suicide. There was that rumor going around. No, she did not do that. She had anorexia. And was that bulimia? It doesn't matter. The woman starved herself so bad that her heart quit. You know, it. So technically it wasn't suicide. It was just, it was a disease and it killed her. And I was so sad to hear that because she was very young and she just couldn't handle her life, you know, and her eating disorder is how she chose to handle her life. And she didn't have to do that. If she had actually let someone know what was going on in her mind, I mean, they could see what was going on with her body, but I don't know. That part, I don't know. I wasn't there. I didn't talk to anybody. I can't voice my opinion because I don't know. But I simply wish that she had been able to get the help she needed. I truly do. I truly do. Because then maybe she wouldn't have died when she did. Okay? And that's all I can say about it because that's all I can say I know. No, you can't speak to something that you only have a feeling about and don't know, okay? So anyway, here is a song that it doesn't say who did it. Maybe they don't want to claim it, but it's hilarious. It's a parody, but you know what? It is totally and completely hilarious, and we need a little humor today. So here we go with Inside the Gospel Hall.
Inside the Gospel Hall, inside the Gospel Hall, the truth of Jesus came to me inside the Gospel Hall. God gave me ears to listen, and I answered when He called. And praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the Gospel Hall. Well, every Sunday morning, I put on my Sunday best. My trousers were so itchy that I could not sit at rest. Me ma gave me a threatening look and I wouldn't move at all. And I'd sit still no matter what inside the Gospel Hall. there's no assigned seat, but we all knew our place. We say our prayers with these and vows with less would be disgrace. We wear our very Sunday best with suit and tie and all. And if you don't, we'll pray for you inside the gospel hall. Inside the gospel hall. Inside the gospel hall. The truth of Jesus came to me inside the gospel hall. God gave me ears to listen, and I answered when he called. And praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall. Most every Sunday evening, off to meeting we would go. We listened to the preacher sitting in the front of row. They'd borrow Irish accents for preaching out to all. We thank the Lord for all King James inside the gospel hall. When my little bro was tired from hearing so much preach, he fell asleep, his head fell back, but well within my reach. I pinched his leg, he stood right up, and to the shock of all, he shouted out, just let me sleep inside the gospel hall. Just imagine.
Inside the gospel hall.
Oh,
inside the gospel hall.
The truth of Jesus came to me inside the gospel hall. God gave me ears to listen, and I answered when he called. And praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall. We never used no instruments to glorify his name. There was no wooden brother, no organ or the same. But in our hearts a melody that cannot be annulled. So let us sing it heartily now, just like the gospel hall.
Inside the gospel hall. Inside the gospel hall.
The truth of Jesus came to me inside the gospel hall. He gave me ears to listen, and I answered when he called. And praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall.
Inside the gospel hall.
Inside the gospel hall. The truth of Jesus came to me inside the gospel hall. God gave me ears to listen, and I answered when he called. And praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall. Praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall. Praise the Lord, my soul was saved inside the gospel hall.
Can you imagine in the middle of church, all of a sudden you hear this kid, ow, let me sleep. I'm sure things like that have really happened. It would be hilarious. It would be totally hilarious. And that child would never, ever forget it. He would never be allowed to forget it. But I think it's so funny. That was Irish, in case you hadn't guessed. They have a sense of humor that just won't quit. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's, yes, it lifts your heart, makes you smile. It's happy music. Well, I can't say that because the Irish have most of the time music so sad it just breaks your heart. But this one isn't that way. This one is an uplifting laugh song. Okay, I surprised the man today with this one. He sent this to me, and I said, I want to do that. I want to do that. It's beautiful because it's fun. It's fun. And you get to put your own twist in it. I haven't done it yet, but I want to, because it is Amazing Grace put to the tune of House of the Rising Sun. And it's inspired. I love it. It is so fantastic. And this is Guy Lucy and Jesse or Jessica, whatever, Bailey. It's hard to read because all I got was a very faint one line on the album cover, and I can't decipher it properly. I think it's Jessica Bailey. But anyway, just listen to the song because it's wonderful. I absolutely love this.
Thank you. to sing God's praise as when we first begun. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
And the walls came tumbling down.
Joshua went to battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua went to battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no then. Joshua went to battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua went to battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. They got no sin. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, called the battle I'm in my hand. They got no sin.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. He had bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. Got no sin.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Oh, blow them around, the Joshua cried, called the battle I'm in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Oh, Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows, and Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho,
tumbling down, 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 down.
And that is when they hit the ground. You betcha. Hey, Sister Rosetta. Anybody want to hear Sister Rosetta, Anne? All right. Here we go. The Lord followed me.
Went to a meeting one night, and the Lord followed me. The Lord followed me. I tried to run away. I said I could not stay. Refused to let them free. But the Lord followed me. I'm glad he followed me. I'm glad he followed me. I'm glad he condescended to follow. Was very bad, but I am so glad that the Lord followed me. Didn't let the way they did, so the Lord followed me. Both my sins were all hid, till the Lord followed me. But the preacher looked at me, all my meanness seemed to see, told it right out. And the Lord followed me.
Comes, it's like, what, huh? It wakes you up because you're just listening to the music. She does such a great job, you know. She did such a great job. I wish she was still with us and still singing, because that would enrich this world so much. Yeah. Everything we play from her is something that she did quite a long time ago, but it would be nice if she could still do it, just like it would be nice if Elvis could still record, you know what I mean? But I guess we just have to let go of something that's never going to happen, right? You can't keep on wishing for stuff that you can't have. You can still wish you could have it, but it's, you have to also kind of admit to yourself that it's probably not going to happen. You know, Sister Rosetta is gone. There's no way we can get new music from her. It's like James Brown. You can't get anything from him. You know, Fats Domino. Can't get anything new from him. It just all of those greats from the past. Nothing new is going to be forthcoming, guys. It just ain't going to happen. We'll have to wait until we all meet him up in heaven and we can sit in with that big band and have a great old time. Now that is something to look forward to, don't you think? All right, here is Dolly Parton, Old Time Religion.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. Makes you love everybody, makes you love everybody, makes you love everybody, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good for me. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. And that's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Doesn't she? She has a way. And yes, with Dolly, we can still hope for new music because she's still recording. She's still performing. She's still going strong. Man, I hope I have that much energy. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, hey, Oak Ridge Boys, this is one that I wanted to play when Naomi went. But just other things came up in front of it. And so I'm going to play this now. And this is for Larry Strickland and Winona Judd and Ashley, dedicated to Naomi. All right? It's by the Oak Ridge Boys, and it's called Brand New Star.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight, shining down on us, glorious and bright. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a peace in my heart, finally moving on. A calm in my conscience that sings my song. No longer will you struggle, no longer will you fight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. But I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
There's a break in the clouds. The sun is shining through. Speaks to my soul in a voice that sounds like you. When I lay my head down and gently close my eyes, there's a brand new star up in heaven tonight.
Let the love shine down.
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 Let the love shine down. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven.
that you're alright. There's a brand new start up in heaven tonight. There's a brand new start up in heaven.
Yes, I love that. I love that. It's I mean, how much better does it get? You know, you start in on that and you just keep on going. All right. I have something here that you guys, I hope you're going to love as much as I do. Now, you guys know about Celtic Woman? Yes. You know about Celtic Thunder? Yes. And there's another one that derived from Celtic Thunder. I love their song about everything has a place on the throne. Even the cows. Yeah, it's great. I love that song. This is the Canadian Tenors, which is in the same ilk with the Celtics. But, of course, these guys are tenors, and they're from Canada, right? No-brainer. Anyway, here is a wonderful, beautiful song called There Will Always Be an Angel.
The pure, the bright, the beautiful that stirred our hearts in you. The whisper of a wordless prayer, the streams of love and truth. A longing after something
Oh, yeah. Tenors can do pretty good, too, even if they don't have a baritone and bass. But it's better with baritone and bass. Did I just commit sacrilege? I don't think so. That's just how I feel. But anyway, that's not to say they aren't terrific, because they are. They are. But I just keep hearing this bass line, and it just keeps not happening. That's all right. That's all right. I will survive. Honest, I will. Yes. It would just be bitter with a bass line. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. All right. Let's go with, they're called Gospel Dream. And this is a Sunday school song, man. And I love it. This Little Light of Mine.
This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh,
this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
Yes.
Let it shine.
Hallelujah.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
For you and me, yeah.
Let it shine. For you and me.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, let it shine.
Yes.
For you and me,
Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine,
oh,
let it shine for you and me. I'm gonna let it shine,
yes.
Let it shine,
hallelujah.
Let it shine, let it shine
for you and me, you know.
Let it shine for you and me.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
For you and me,
Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh,
let it shine for you and me.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Lord.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
I'm gonna let it shine. Down, 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 down,
Sink your teeth into at church. Yes. Oh, yes. That would be so much fun. Never had the blessing of being able to do that in church. But boy, wouldn't I love it. That would be so fantastic. Okay, anyway, yes. I'm going to do an Elvis song. Yes, I am. Just because I can. And here you are. I was born about 10,000 years ago.
No, it don't have to be strict country. You know, I can keep... I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, have a chair. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked a guy that says it isn't so. I was there when old Noah built the ark. And I crawled in the window after dark. I saw Jonah eat the whale and dance with the lion's tail. And I crossed over Canaan on a log. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Yeah, ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses. Jonah eat the whale and Daniel was the last tail. And I crossed over Canaan all along. Yeah, I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Yeah, I saw Pharaoh's daughter bring Moses from the water. I licked the guy that says it isn't so. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Nothing in this world that I don't know. I saved King David's life, and he offered me a wife. I said, now you're talking business, I have a chair. I was born about 10,000 years ago. Ain't nothing in this world that I don't know. Saw Peter, Paul, and Moses playing ring around the roses. I licked a guy that says it isn't so.
Now that'll get your bones moving. And everything else too. I like that. All right. One more before I have to say goodbye. It is getting to be that time, but we're going to go with the Oak Ridge one more time. And this is one of their new ones, Love, Light, and Healing.
we wish you love, life, healing, home, family, and faith.
We all need
love, life, healing, home, family, and faith.
We all deserve
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
Let's pray for
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We pray for peace, we pray for calm, we wish you open hearts and open arms. Please grant us mercy and happiness, let us rejoice in the joy we have. We wish you
love, life, healing, home, family, and faith.
We all need
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We all deserve
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
Let's pray for
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We ask for comfort, we ask for wisdom. Please lift our spirits, it's all we've been given. Please embrace us, help us find the good, help us do what's right, live for the truth. We wish you
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We all need
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
We all deserve
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
Let's pray for
love, life, and healing, home, family, and faith.
I like that. That was a good one. And that sound you heard at the beginning was them driving up under the tree in a bus. And then they got out of the bus and did their thing. So there you go. Well, hey, y'all, I need to say goodbye for today. And don't forget, Tuesdays and Thursdays is the old-fashioned rock and roll. And I know there are a lot of you that maybe like the rock and roll of 2010s and upward of there in the two. I'm not one of them. Some of it, it's fine, it's wonderful, but if I can't understand it, it's like, okay, how about a really great guitar line? Okay, maybe not, but it's the older stuff that I play mostly. Now, you know, some of the new stuff does sneak in there now and again, so don't give up hope. And if you really have a favorite song, let me know. It could get in the show. It could not, but it could. There's always a possibility. You know, miracles do happen. That wasn't nice, Jenny. Bad girl. Anyway, Tuesdays and Thursdays is the old style rock and roll. Come and listen. You're going to hear a lot of stuff that you like. You're going to hear stuff that you remember. You're going to hear stuff that they have covered and redone. And some of it might surprise you. So, hey, you know, come on in and be surprised, you know. It's always a good thing because it's music, you know what I mean? So, thank you for being with me. Thank you for chatting. Thank you for listening. And everybody out in the internet land that was able to be with us today, I hope you got something out of it. I hope you were blessed. I hope you loved the music and that it touched you. And come join us for Rock and Roll Show and see what happens. You never know. Okay. Good night, all. Love you. See you Tuesday, same time, and on this very same channel. All right? And here is J.D. Sumner and the Stamps with Sweet, Sweet Spirit. Can't get enough of this song.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, I would like to ask the Stamps if they would sing a song that they do by themselves. It's a beautiful song called Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And I don't sing in this. Just listen to them, please.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the
Beautiful.